Hello and welcome to Baylor Connections, a conversation series with the people shaping our future. Each week we go in depth with Baylor leaders, professors, and more discussing important topics in higher education. I'm Derek Smith and our guest today is Dr. Rodney Bowden. Dr. Bowden serves as Dean of Baylor University's Robbins College of Health and Human Sciences. A longtime health education professor at Baylor, Bowden was appointed as Dean of the Robbins College in April of 2017. The college features the departments of Communication Sciences and Disorders, Family and Consumer Sciences, Health, Human Performance and Recreation, Public Health, and the Division of Health Professions. These five departments share a common goal, improving health and quality of life. Dr. Bowden is with us today here on Baylor Connections. Dr. Bowden, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Great to have you here to learn more about a growing college here at Baylor. I remember when we heard that Baylor was getting a College of Health and Human Sciences. Then we heard about the generous donation that named it the Robbins College, and now we've seen it grow just a little bit. So I mentioned those departments that are under your umbrella, you know, everything from, you know, speech, communication sciences and disorders, helping people with a variety of speech disorders, to fashion design, which I mentioned to you. My wife Veronica was a fashion design major, graduating in 2006. Tell me a little bit about how these different departments fit together. You know, we mentioned it's improving health and human health and quality of life, but how do they fit together under that umbrella?
Yeah, it's a great question. We get asked that question quite a bit. And really, each one of these programs certainly have a focus that improves some aspect of health-related quality of life. I mean, that really is kind of the linchpin that we build around. Now, within that, there's going to be focuses that are different when it comes to health-related quality of life. That's a very diverse concept to look at. But when we look at in terms of research, all of our research is around human research. It's translational research. So the idea is that you can take and study something that's translatable directly to the human condition, directly translatable to improving quality of life. So all of the work that we do is tied to human research and translation. But you also then see such things as all of our fields, a vast majority of our fields, are very high demand fields. They're growing rapidly. There's high internal demand. There's high external demand. And so they're growing fields that are really making an impact in the area of health broadly. In healthcare, certainly, but also in the notion of just health broadly. So it you know, factors of nutrition, of public health, of exercise, of any number of ways in which it improves that health-related quality of life. All of our programs really fit within that umbrella, even in child life development. So we're looking at not just adults and elderly and aging, but also looking at children and how those children develop over time, and really how to improve quality of life in children through our Piper Center is one example. So we all come together under that notion of health-related quality of life and how do we improve and impact the ways in which we understand how people then have a better quality of life from a health perspective.
Well, you started out with communication sciences and disorders, health, human performance and recreation, and family and consumer science. I'm trying to avoid the alphabet soup game we could play here if we started doing all the abbreviations that I'm sure are second nature to you. Yeah. But the college is growing. You've added two new departments, and you mentioned to me as we were getting set up here just the incredible growth you've seen since the college started 4 years ago. Why don't you tell us a little about the two new departments that have been added and how those have contributed to the broader growth?
Sure. So Division of Health Professions is one of our new areas. It is where we have really focused on expanding what we call our professional doctoral programs. So we've launched a Doctor of Physical Therapy with the help of the graduate school. It was the largest launch in DPT education history. So we had 89 students in our very first cohort that started in January of 2019. It is a hybrid approach in that students, they will have their curriculum delivered in an online format. So it's that didactic work that's online. But they come to Dallas or Waco every 9 weeks for a two-week lab immersion. And so you have different labs that prepare them to be physical therapists. So for 2 weeks at a time, they are 8 to 5 going through a lab, and that lab, again, prepares them to be successful therapists. So it brings students to Baylor that just simply cannot surrender their lives, right? They maybe have a mortgage, maybe they have a family. They can't closed that part of their life down and come and moved to Waco and live here for what normally with the DPT would be 3 years. So the division is where we've launched this innovative doctoral degree. It's 2 years in length as opposed to three that most programs are around, all programs are around the country. It also gives students the opportunity to be able to be at home and serve in their community because they'll be doing clinical work and clinical rotations during that time. I always love to tell the story. It gives both sides of my family, mother and father, from a little town called Mejia, Texas, about 45 mm-hmm. minutes from here. Well, there's Mejia, Texas city, those type of cities all across the nation, right? And there's people that just can't leave those small rural areas. But if they can get a degree at Baylor that prepares them to be physical therapists, many of them stay in that same little small community and serve that community and serve the people in that community who typically in a smaller town are going to be maybe underserved, not have the services that a lot of us have in a major, you know, in a larger metropolitan area. So the division is helping us launch the DPT, Doctor of Physical Therapy. We're also going to be launching in August of this year what's called our Occupational Therapy Doctorate. We will have a second OTD that will launch in about 2 years. The accrediting body requires a two-year window to study and prepare to launch a program. We also then are looking at our physician assistant program. We're in the nascent stages, the early stages of planning to launch a PA program and discovering what that means and who our partners will be around a PA program. Well, that division gives us the opportunity to really focus in on these hybrid professional doctoral programs. It also gives us the opportunity to launch some Doctor of Science degrees. So these are research-related degrees that are tied to physical therapy, occupational therapy, PA programs. So it really gives us this mechanism by which we can create these programs, serve those that wouldn't necessarily come to Baylor. We also then, with our public health program, it's one of those fields, just like OTD, DPT, PA, they are high-demand fields. Well, public health is a very high-demand field right now. It's an expanding job market. It's programs that we are proliferating around the universe, around the U.S., and so that proliferation means that there's, again, a high demand and needed. And the bottleneck is not enough programs. So we create this public health department, which has been historically housed in what we call HHPR, Health Human Performance Recreation. And it gives them the opportunity to be visible, one, because Baylor wishes health and public health to be a visible mechanism by which we can recruit students. But two, it just gives us the opportunity for research funding. It gives us the opportunity for collaborative efforts, gives them a higher profile, and helps us in all the ways in which we focus on Illuminate. They are one of the important keys for us in Illuminate, just like our other programs within Robbins College are. So it gives them this opportunity where we're seeing a lot of growth. Public health and these programs in the division, a lot of growth in that area. And that's predominantly where most of our growth is coming from. At the graduate level. Certainly there are some undergraduate programs like health science studies, child and family studies, that are growing significantly as well. So these are ones that really help us to be successful in launching in ways in which we can serve students that we traditionally might not be able to serve.
You talk about the demand for those programs. You said off the air, 15% growth undergrad in 4 years and 165% in the graduate programs?
Yeah. So wow. At the undergrad level, you know, that 15% growth in comparison to 165% growth doesn't seem real big. But at the undergraduate level, Baylor is doing some good work, and we're trying to cap undergraduate enrollment, right? That's one of the keys of success sometimes for a private university is to look at enrollment and have a smaller student to faculty ratio. So in an environment of capping enrollment, growing at 15% suggests that we are doing something very, very well. Our faculty are doing something very well. Our students want to come be a part of that. So we really like the direction that's going. At the graduate level, it's a couple of things that we see as significant. One is that we have some internal programs like our Army Baylor health-related programs that have historically over the last 50 years been housed in the graduate school. So that is those programs have come our way and are now a part of Robbins College in an effort to connect our faculty and their faculty around research and more curricular opportunities. But we also see then, for instance, CSD. They grow by 20% a year every year for the last 3 years. And that's a capped growth. In other words, they could grow more than 20%, but we just you know, we kind of do this just-in-time growth to be able to handle an increase of 20% of students at the master's level. And then you look at the launch of our DPT program, and so that's it, even in just one semester, we grew by 165%.
Wow.
And we see that projection continuing. You know, when we started Robbins College in June of 2014, we had about 164 grad students running around. We anticipate within 4 years from now that we'll have about 1,000. And that that gives us really it just helps Baylor University launch in the area of Illuminate and what's called R1 Carnegie metrics or research metrics. It really helps us, but it also helps Baylor to launch in the area of Illuminate in our strategic plan around Pro Futurus.
We are talking to Dr. Rodney Bowden, Dean of Baylor's Robbins College of Health and Human Sciences. And Dr. Bowden, you mentioned Illuminate, and when I was reading more about what you all do, you know, a lot of that dovetails so well with Illuminate. We've had President Livingstone on the program, Dr. Gary Carini, talking about it. You know, you mentioned some of the ways that it fits in well with Illuminate, but when you look at the plan going forward, and I know it's still not in its final stages yet, but what opportunities does that provide the Robbins College when you think about how well that fits with where the university is wanting to go?
Yes. It really, we are positioned well to help Baylor in that Illuminate and Pro Futurus. When you look at just the notion of health being an important piece, health is all over Baylor's campus. I mean, if you look at social work, you look at arts and sciences, you look at School of Education, Honors College. I mean, you look at every academic unit and there's a health focus and component. So we're a part of that as well. As a health and human sciences college, it would make sense that we would be. But the goal for that then is for us to help advance the notion of health for Baylor University. And so we'll be front and center doing that and helping and assisting that way. I think another way is you look at Illuminate is very heavily vested in the notion of growing graduate programs and research. And really when you look at what we're trying to do in the division and the launch of these professional doctoral programs, helps us then move in the direction of research doctorates. So that's what a doctor of science degree is, a research doctorate. A PhD, obviously, is a research doctorate. We will go from when we launched in June of 2014, one doctoral program in HHPR. We now have two, and we have a the doctor of physical therapy. By the time we're done with all of this, and in a five-year window, again, 4 to 5 year window from now, we'll have 10 doctoral programs. Of those 10, half of them will be research-related doctoral programs that help us with what, again, is called Carnegie metric, or those things in which universities are judged about whether they are a top-tier research university. So we will be able to contribute significantly to the launching of these research doctorates that helps our standing, national standing, and helps us really externally to be respected as an institution, as a faith-based institution. Working and existing with those research institutions is really a unique place for us to be and a unique place in higher education. Not many institutions of higher education are a faith-based institution that also is heavily vested in the notion of expanding knowledge and research. And so we can do that. As a Robbins College, we have the capacity and we have the vision that in a very short period of time to be transformational in the direction we're going and furthering the mission of Illuminate for Baylor.
This is Baylor Connections. We are visiting today with Dr. Rodney Bowden, Dean of Baylor University's Robbins College of Health and Human Sciences. And Dr. Bowden, I want to shift focus a little bit now because a lot of the work you do, obviously when there's a health component, it impacts the community. But there's a lot of things that happen in Robbins College that directly impact the community. Certainly communication sciences and disorders come to mind. I saw just the other day you received a $1.5+ million endowment for Camp Success, yes, an outreach of communication sciences and disorders. Tell us a little bit about Camp Success, and then let's broaden it out to talk about some of the ways that Robbins College really does interface with the community and also giving students kind of hands-on opportunities that you can't just get in a classroom or lab setting.
Yes. So when you think about Camp Success, that's one of our really high-profile programs in the sense that I can't even tell you how many times, even this last time with Camp Success, where an individual came up to me and said, we've been working with our son, and you know this camp is a basically a year's worth of therapy for speech, for language acquisition, for reading and reading comprehension. It's a year's worth of therapy that's conducted in 1 month. And so every year, routinely, ongoing, there are parents that come up and will say, we've been struggling in school. Our son, our daughter, this time it was a son, has not been successful in any program they've gone through. And within 3 days, I've heard this a number of times, within 3 days, we could see the improvement at home. And we've had success stories of children who struggled reading and now are reading the most amount of books in their second grade class or their third grade class or even some in their junior year. And so it has transformed the lives of these students, but it has transformed their families. And that's a key piece, I think, that sometimes we miss. Yes, we're transforming the lives of these students, but that impacts the family.
We are talking to Dr. Rodney Bowden, Dean of Baylor University's Robbins College of Health and Human Sciences. And Dr. Bowden, we are heading into the final few minutes of the program. And, you know, you mentioned research and the work that's being done there. And I want to ask you more specifically now, when you think about research and you think about collaboration, interdisciplinary collaboration, with the five different departments all under one heading, again, Communication Sciences and Disorders, Family and Consumer Sciences, Health, Human Performance and Recreation, Public Health, Division of Health Professions. How does that proximity, how does everyone being under one umbrella increase collaboration? How does that, almost make it a lab for collaboration?
Yes. You know, collaboration has to be organic, right? It's not like I or anyone else could come in and say, you're going to collaborate now and you're going to collaborate on this idea. Collaboration has to be organic. It has to be with faculty who see research, who see curricular ways in which to partner with others. And as much as you'd like to think that we could have done this prior to the launch of Robbins College, we could have. But for collaboration to occur organically, we have to interact. And for us to interact, it's helpful for us to interact in a college format. And because of that, because there is more interaction, then faculty get to know each other. They get to know about these other programs that exist. They begin to understand an expertise of other people and other faculty and other students. And then with that comes the notion of if they have a certain level of expertise that benefits and helps us solve big questions, big research questions, we need to come together. And the bottom line, when it comes to grant funding, which is an important piece of Illuminate, granting agencies don't give grants to a sole individual saying, I can do all things. Team science is an approach that's getting funded. And when it's team science, you have to have team scientists, right? You have to have those that are from different disciplines. And that's what us being together under one roof, we get to know each other, and there's this organic growth that comes, and we call it collaboration.
I know you've done a lot of research during your years as a health professor in Baylor HHPR. How did that experience maybe shape the way you approach this now as dean?
Oh, it's fundamental. So being on the front lines of conducting research helped me learn the funding game. How do we seek funding? What is it? It's important about funding. It helps me learn the notion of team science and the importance of that. You know, when you learn through your successes, but you also learn through your failures. So, you know, you submit five grants and one gets funded, you realize why the one did and why the four did not. That's an important lesson. You just can't get taught. You have to learn that on your own, I think. Two, the publication of those findings, right? Understanding how to do that is an important key part of leading a college in the area of research and Illuminate and Pro Futurus. I also understand the notion of successful research has to have a collaborative approach. And that collaborative approach is not just faculty. You need students. Students need to gain that experience of research, but they also help provide resources in which to do that. And most of the time, your most gifted researchers are doctoral students. Now, we include masters and we include undergrad students, and all of my work has included students, and it's included all levels. So you can see how students then really, at least I learned from that process, how students can be transformational in the questions that we ask. Just a quick note, there was a time when I had a doctoral student who came to me with an idea that I'd never thought about. You know, we were looking at cholesterol and its impact in disease processes, specifically in kidney failure. And I had a doc student come to me and said, you know, inflammation really is one of the areas that's growing in the area in terms of research and understanding kidney failure and heart disease. Have you thought about that? And my answer was no, never even crossed my mind. Let's look at that. And so we created this line of research within our team based on the notion of a doctoral student who had a great idea. And so that kind of collaborative work is really what helped me understand how to lead an academic unit who's trying to advance Pro Futurus and Illuminate.
Dr. Bowden, as we wind down, final question here. You know, you mentioned students, and we've got another group of students heading into their senior year here, to start their senior year. They'll be graduates before we know it. When you look at Robbins College students, whether they're family and consumer sciences or HHPR, whether they're undergrad or grad, when their time is done at Baylor, what are the common threads you want them to take away? What are the distinctives you hope to see of a Robbins College graduate?
Yeah. I hope they have a deeper sense of calling. You know, a lot of our students, not all, but a lot of our students come to Baylor with a sense of calling. What has God called them to do? They're not like me as an undergraduate. You know, I changed majors a few times. A lot of students at Baylor really come understanding what God has called them to. But I hope we have been able to help make that a deeper understanding of their calling and answering their calling. I hope that they leave here with an understanding of leadership, right? That we anticipate that you, as a Baylor grad, as a Robbins College grad, that you're prepared to lead organizations, lead people, just be a leader in your field. I hope they understand the notion of how important it is to be innovative, right? We've never done it this way before, or we've always done it this way is not helpful when it comes to growth, right? And to embrace change and understand and how to adapt to change is really one of the keys to being successful, whatever profession you're in. So I'm hopeful they'll leave with that understanding of we can be transformational, we can be innovative, and we can think about things in different ways, different and unique ways, because that then makes you a really good leader to be able to do that, to listen to smart people, understand their ideas, and then be able to look at it in an innovative way transforms the discipline. It really does. And that's what we're asking students, that small amount of stuff, right? Answer your calling, transform discipline, bring new, fresh ideas, and to be decisive, informed decision makers and leaders.
That's great. Well, Dr. Rodney Bowden, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate it. And it's great to learn more about what's going on at the Robbins College.
Thank you. Appreciate the time.
Thank you. Dr. Rodney Bowden, Dean of Baylor University's Robbins College of Health and Human Sciences, our guest today on Baylor Connections. I'm Derek Smith. Thanks for joining us. A reminder, you can hear this and other programs online, baylor.edu/connections, and you could subscribe to the program on iTunes. Thanks for joining us on Baylor Connections.